That's too bad because he did the research this week.
Yeah.
Oh, there you are.
A call. Yeah, I was on mute, but thanks
Oh,
for the
okay.
cover. Yeah, he got blue lighted. Him and the truck got blue lighted, but the
Yeah.
truck survived and Alien takes over the truck, but Ulrich doesn't make it, so he can't really hop to alien. He can't hop to humans, I guess.
Right.
The blue light. So he's lying there. Yeah, you were talking about the guy's name was Marvin John Heemeyer, who in Colorado drove through town hall and the newspaper office, and the footage goes on for like 12 minutes, and there's been 7.5 million views on it. It's called Killdozer Helicopter News Footage. And and then so there's always a meme of like, remember Killdozer. But I always knew Killdozer from the band. Don't you remember the Touch and Go Man? The like Kurt Cobain wore his t-shirt with the Killdozer.
I guess I don't. I don't think I ever bumped into that band. And I was paying attention.
Well, I was doing research, dude.
Yeah.
I actually listened to Killdozer, and I actually looked them up in the Trouser Press Guide. I have that book, the fourth edition, and they started in '84, and they were kind of hipster white guys who pretended they were from Madison, Wisconsin, but they Killdozer pretended they were like hillbillies, and they would sing a kind of a slow, like birthday party kind of, but they weren't that. There wasn't anything that grabbed me. There was one song is like Knuckles was a good dog. He was a friend of mine. I was in a wheelchair and he was the only person who talked to me. And he also saved the hospital. It was kind of like ironic. They would do slow and country western, but they broke up in like '86. So I listened. They did a covers band album. I remember that for Ladies Only, and I got to listen to their version of American Pie.
Is it long?
8 minutes or 6 minutes for the television thing, so there's probably a
Gotcha.
minute intro. They're reminiscing about Mac, Robert Urich, and this is a really like it's a compact movie, and they just get to man versus truck in a second, but this is the one moment where they kind of let like human emotions go in. So he's saying like, yeah, I set him up on a blind date on Halloween, and I told the girl to wear two masks. And she took off the mask, and there was another mask, and Mac was like, "Whoa!" So, but that's kind of cool, right? I mean,
Now they're
the
bummed
this is
out.
based on the about now. Theodore Sturgeon wrote the book. It's based this teleplay is based on a fucking novel or novella called Killdozer. So
Right.
this was like this truck, the evil truck, like. It goes like it was based on the written word. Like to experience the story, you had to read a book. You didn't turn on like, should I watch Mary Tyler Moore or should I watch, Killdozer?
Right. Now that's Lamont, right? From Sanford and Son.
No, that's San Francisco. See, I always look for that. He's a San Francisco actor named James A. Watson Jr. And he was in Airplane 2, the sequel.
He was in Airplane too.
And he, yeah, and on Paul Lynde's show, he played Leroy.
On
But
Paul,
he also, another interesting, remember Paul Lynde from Hollywood
sure.
Squares? He had like a variety show. So he was a regular. He was on like a couple episodes.
You
He
got to
the
be
great case I
kidding.
saw.
That was my best, Paul Lynn.
That circle gets the square. Circle gets the square. Was he even Central Square? He wasn't. He was like in the corner.
I wouldn't
I think he was the
know.
center.
He was a regular.
But I should mention that James Watson Jr., the second guy who's going to get killed, he was also on National Lampoon's Darn Days. But he was a theater guy. He worked for the ACT here in San Francisco and he had a theater troupe. He's still alive. A lot of these guys passed away. A lot of these guys are vets. Two of them are World War II vets. And others have passed away from like heart attacks or what have you.
Right.
Like Kelly Clint Walker, he well I have that he married three times. He's married lasted 20 years. He had a freak accident where he got a tip of a ski pole pierced into his heart, and he
Ouch.
has a twin sister. He's a staunch Republican and a health food addict. And he died of, like, I forgot what he died of. I didn't write it down.
So
but one interesting thing about that guy is that
he's trying to control it and he can't.
Yeah, he cut everything, I think. Oh, no, yeah, he can't do it. The truck's gone evil, man. The truck's, it's a truck.
It's got the meteor brain in it.
Yeah, I don't think the truck's evil, you know, just because it's sentient for sure, or it's possessed. See, there we go. Solution solved. Cut that wire. And then which wire should I cut? The yellow wire or the yellow wire?
Oh, no. Killdozer's all right. Man.
Look out. You better crawl. Must crawl away from. Yeah. All right. You might have to look away, Carl.
Will he be decapitated?
No, nothing.
Okay.
It was just a commercial that was coming up. I didn't want you to watch the upcoming commercial. Yeah, but he got killdozed. Is he still alive?
I see him moving.
Yeah, no, he doesn't get killdozed. I just said to the two guys who die. And they're stuck on an island. Ooh.
Yeah.
Nowhere to go. Now man becomes the most dangerous game. So again, like they give Mac a lot. He makes a reference. He goes like, because he makes like a lot. I'll find it. But they're burying him, so they spend a lot of time. You know, like.
Are they having words?
Yeah, they're having words. This is a really well-written and, like, well-scored movie, so it's definitely a good audio movie.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, like I was saying, they make, like, an Irish joke. Like, they pull out a bottle of whiskey. Let's see if I can find it. I didn't print my stuff out. Should have done that.
Wow. Acting and story.
Yeah, and this is all very compact, and I appreciate the audio on it. Like, you know, this story sets it up perfectly. They're just four men on an island, oh, five men, excuse me, not four yet, and they are pitted against something that's unknowable and evil, you know? Like, and I guess it's like a Lovecraftian bullshit where, like, an alien lands. Like, did you ever see that Nicolas Cage movie where this meteor lands on his house and everyone starts acting weird, like they get populated by something, color out of time or some shit like that?
No. My Netflix queue?
I saw it on Hoopla Digital, which is a free service using a library card, a streaming service. I mean, you could just check your current streaming service and see if it's on.
All right, Nicolas Cage, what's it called?
Color out of time, or time out of color, or like, I don't know.
Out of time, question mark. Okay. All right.
That's
so
question mark's going to be the best part.
Service 123moviesfree.com.
No. I offered you a free service courtesy of the library. That's that's the most honest way of seeing this movie.
Yeah,
it's called
they get
Color
money off
out.
Me with ads and promos and viruses.
No, just viruses. Listen, the movie's called Color Out of Space, and it's from last year, 2019, or 19. And it's based on Lovecraft, where there's no why, there's no how. It just lands, and it affects everyone, and there's no way you can get out of it. You know what I mean? Like, look, they're all drinking. They just did their Irish line.
So they're drinking the Irish whiskey, like...
In honor of Mac.
Okay, in honor of. I thought they were going to, like, bury it with them, but that would just make it go to waste.
No, they just made a line which I wrote down, and I just, I didn't print it, so. You know, it's, a lot of these guys, yeah, they just been on the same shows. Like, I can't tell them apart, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Like, I have to check, like, curly sideburns or no sideburns. Like, curly no sideburns or no sideburns with no curls, you know. Yeah, now they're going through Mac's shit.
Yeah,
and, that
killdozer guy in Colorado, he only... like destroyed the places that were screwing with him for a year and a half or whatever. like the paper wrote bad things about him, so he destroyed that place. The town hall wouldn't listen to him, so he destroyed that place. He went to somebody's house who was like a financier or something.
Really? He went to a personal house? I heard he went to Crazy Rhythm's record store.
What?
He went to Crazy Rhythm's record store?
In Montclair, New Jersey.
Or that place that...
He was in Colorado.
Fuck that place. All right, well.
So this guy's getting judged.
Which, by the way, yeah, because Kelly is a, there's Clint, the Cheyenne guy.
Yeah.
He quit drinking.
Right.
And now he's like, he's a hard nose. He's like, we got to build this before Wahlberg and, you know, Dick Cheney shows up. But so they're all like, this is all solid writing. And like, it's all like, I mean, we're going to talk over it. So I don't really, I mean.
Yeah.
Wish they had a better sound.
Yeah.
One thing about the guy that stormed out, he played himself, or in The Sphinx, he played Master Sergeant Clint Walker. And that was a 1970s
movie. Oh, that's his name.
Movie.
Yeah. Sphinx. Yeah. Okay.
So he's a Republican. There's another Republican, too, in this movie. So, like, this guy is Chud. Chub.
Yeah, right. Not
his name is
Neville. With Bud the Chud. It's Chub.
Not the bud set. Chub with a B. Right, it's reverse. It's a reverse Chubby. Chud. His name is Neville Brand, and he's also another World War II vet. And he received the Silver Star and the Purple Heart and the Green Clovers, according to my notes. And but he was in, just to be disrespectful, sorry, he was in a bunch of, like, he was in DOA, which is this great, you know, classic public domain film noir film where a guy gets poisoned and he only has like an hour to 24 hours to find out who did it. But he was also in
Killdozer behind him.
No, he's just having a smoke, dude. Yeah, he had a couple whiskeys.
Huh?
That's the same guy. Boom.
Killdozer.
Now he heard Killdozer. What? Knuckles is a very good dog?
Very nice.
What, you're opening for Nirvana? Oh, here it goes. Doesn't he look like Tommy Lee Jones?
Yeah, no, without, I mean, Tommy Lee Jones has those very distinctive, I don't know what they're called, scars? I don't know. But, yeah, he does.
Dimples.
Yeah.
There it is. So listen, man, the truck knows that's the fucking only communication they have. So he's getting, like, pissed off. He's saying, like, you know, come.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's he saying? Come.
No, go ahead.
No, I don't have anything to say.
Yeah,
he's. What did he say on the radio?
Well, he's just like, you know, an impossible killer truck, and we just need you to come and over here. And but the truck heard it all, basically. And he's pissed off at the two-way communicator.
So interesting. The meteorite went into Killdozer, and he knows how to run himself. He knows what gears to change, and he can understand English. And he's smart enough to know it's a radio.
Yep. Well, you know, it's like there's no, like, he's like the Joker in The Dark Knight. You just don't know why. You just don't know why. It's not, there's no motivation. He's just evil. He's the abstract, and he's the unknowable. He is chaos, and, you know, they're pitted against him. How are they going to defeat a truck that's gone, a killer truck, a killdozer? You know, with all the high blood pressure medication I have to take, they call me Killdozer.
You would be if you didn't take it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so he, Neville Brand. So he was, you know, he was in 1955, he was in two movies, Bobby Ware is Missing and another movie called The Return of Jack Slade.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's great, good news and bad news for missing persons, that Bobby Ware is missing and The Return of Jack Slade. Like, on the one hand, Jack Slade is back.
The return.
He returned, yeah, but Bobby Ware is missing.
You know, it's only 74 minutes. I wonder how it got away with a theatrical release.
I think they just aired it as is. It's a tight fucking movie. I mean, there's not a wasted word or scene. All right, so there you go. Oh, yeah, I could tell by sideburns. There's Kelly and then Oh shit, who the fuck is this guy? This is what I'm saying. I've seen this movie like three times already, and it's like, oh, here, I wrote in my notes, Squinty Face Fall Guy. So he was, his name is James Wainwright. If this is the guy I'm thinking of, he's Squinty Eye, right? Like, I got it right.
Yeah.
Who else is fucking in this movie? Oh, Carl Betts. Oh, I think this is Carl Betts, Hobie. So this guy was like these guys have just spent decades on TV. He's a 50 TV actor,
Right.
and then he played Clinton Judge in a TV show called Judd for the Defense in the late 60s. It
Well,
lasted
so he
two
was the
years.
hero.
Yeah, he's a World War II vet as well, and he's the husband in the Donna Reed show, and he died in 56 from cancer. Yeah, there you go. I wrote little sideburns, square jaw. Like, it's so hard for me to tell these four people apart. Five people. There's still
So
five
he's
people.
taking
Now,
out
the
the
fifth
killdozer?
person just. Yeah, the fifth person is taking out Killdozer in this four-person drama.
But why
So,
do?
Killdozer, see? He was just going in there. I don't have no idea. I don't work for Halliburton. But I would definitely report it. Don't crush the radio! All right, so
That
now
could
he's
have been
realized
off
there's
to the
nothing he could
outside
do.
world.
Right, yeah, Killdozer's smart, man.
Because they don't have like a boat or anything.
You know how much drama we have just extracted from like a radio being crushed by a kill bulldozer? Like, for a television movie, this is fucking good.
Yeah. I guess he's a
Like, if this was
quality
shot in
writer.
a. Yeah, I guess so. I have no idea. Like, I didn't dig too deep about him. Like, if there's something awful about his personal life, I have no idea.
Yeah.
But I could always find out later.
Well, why doesn't
I
Lamont
was
like
tempted
hop
to read.
out? He's trying to control
Oh,
it.
hop out?
Yeah, just jump out.
Well, James A. Watson Jr. It's like 12 miles an hour. What are you gonna do? Like, jump out? Look
Yeah.
how fast it's going. It's only, you know, it's. This is like 30 seconds right now.
Wow, his
Oh,
Jeep
his little.
can handle it, can handle the terrain.
It's so funny. Like, every movie, and especially TV shows, the cars are always Ford. So,
Yeah.
except that the car doesn't work. Uh-oh. All right, so he did jump out. He took our advice. Here it is coming towards.
Director's doing a good
You.
job here.
I'm telling you, Jerry London, he's kicking ass. I think he's still alive. No, is he still dead? Huh.
He's still dead.
I don't know if he's still dead or not. So
Wow.
he directed three decades of TV movies. Shit like Take Me Home, the John Denver story, Cosby
Oh.
Mysteries, the original TV movie, I Spy Return, so he's a Bill Cosby man. He did something called Dada Is Death, $6 Million Man episodes, Kojak. Did I mention the guy who just got killed by Killdozer, sang
Wow.
a song on Kojak?
No, you didn't mention, but he just got squished.
Yeah,
We didn't
Killdozer.
have to
And the
see
music is
him.
all like wah wah wah, wait me or whoop whoop whoop, squiggle whip whoop, whoop. Yeah, look at that acting, and there they are, they're stuck on the island.
Two down,
Yeah,
four to go.
yeah, two down, four to go.
They could have buried him in
Unfortunately,
the earth, for goodness sakes.
well, I would always, when you're burying a body in the beach, it's always important to check the tide. Listening to make sure that you don't hit high tide,
They're
like,
not
because it could be a low
buried.
tide and you bury the body, and then the next thing you know, the tide comes out, and you're just like, fuck, and then you know, it washes away all that work you did. And it's disrespectful to the corpses you just buried, you know, in a shallow grave by the beach.
So Killdozer was
He
just
killed.
driving around on his own, like he goes off into the island or something?
Yeah. Yeah, like he's like, you ever see Maximum Overdrive where like they're all stuck in the gas station and all the trucks are fucking like pissing around, driving around the parking lot, like being like beasts, like, yeah, we own this shit. That's all Killdozer is doing. Before, a year before this movie came out, Stephen King wrote Truck, a short story about a truck that goes evil.
Wasn't
And
it Christine a
that's a
Christine?
car. That's a car
Yeah.
that went evil. But you're thinking that it was a demon or that it was driving itself. It's not true. The ending is that it was Cujo driving the car, Christine, the whole time.
Oh, okay.
The dog that goes evil.
Cujo the dog?
Yeah. This is a cool story. It became a Marvel comic book the same year. It was called World's Unknown, Issue 6, and they did a story version of it.
So does the boss like not believe it? It sort of seemed like they were
He
trying to
meets.
convince him of something.
Well, listen, like with Mac, they had reminiscence, they told a funny story, they had a eulogy, they buried the body, and then when the but they have a deadline. So then when he killed the other guy, they were just like, bury the body, right? The next scene is bury the body, and he just said, like, go back to work.
Oh, and they don't like that.
Beltran. So yeah, when Beltran died, he's just like, yeah, no, just do it. So he's like kind of being a hard ass. And he's also like, I miss Mac. We used to go swimming. Hey, let's want do you want to go swimming right now? It's a really like these men, they are man. Very homoerotic, this movie. You like the battle-tested guys. If you're
Homoerotic.
into World War II vets, if you're into World War II vets, this is the movie for you.
Movie.
Yeah, he remembers everything. Again, like it's going. They have some human emotion to this film, and then it's just stripped down to like the bare essentials: man versus truck, a bulldozer, killdozer. Killiest dozer.
Let's go swimming.
So the other have you did you ever see the movie Duel?
No,
It was
should I?
a TV. So this was another. No, I never seen it. Like it was a TV movie and it became a hit, especially because it was directed by Steven Spielberg, and they later re-released it as a theater release. And I actually, for Secret Santa back in 1999, I gifted a VHS copy of Duel. And I still remember my friend's face when he opened it up. He was so disappointed. Like, oh, what? But it's about Dennis Weaver, like flipping the bird or whatever at a truck. And the truck spends the rest of the movie chasing him down, like relentlessly.
Well, it was
And
insulting.
there is a driver, but you don't see it. So, anyway, so you don't know if it's Cujo or a man or just like a demon. And then did you ever see Nightmares from 1983? The film I
No.
always look for on YouTube. Constantly. I'm constantly looking for that movie on YouTube. And I have seen it and watched it on DVD from the library. It's a 1980s, early 80s, like horror anthology. And it has like Emilio Estevez, who's a punk rock LA video game expert who gets trapped in a game. One of the short pieces is a guy being a priest, or like he just left the priesthood, being chased by like a demonic car or truck. I think it was a truck. So
There's
there
a
was
lot of
the
that theme. I
car,
don't know
which,
why.
well, the thing I like about these movies is that like there's no ex there's of course there's evil in the world or there's chaos in the world. There's no explanation for it. Like what's the logic to this? The truck went evil, you know? I said, what are you going to do about it? You're stuck on an island with a truck, a killer truck, a killdozer, excuse me. I
Bizarre.
mean, what would you do? You know, in Maximum Overdrive, they
Get back to work.
get back, right? So that's what they're doing. So they're going to build this airstrip. Well, I think they're going to set up a trap. And they didn't realize the car heard their conversation, but the trap is they're going to blow them up. It's gonna blow up real good, and they're gonna do it through like fire. See, there he's dreaming about Robert
Okay.
Urich. We used to go swimming, and they're all pretty drunk too,
That seems to be,
except for
theme.
it's the thing. Well, Kelly doesn't drink. He quit drinking, so it seems like there's a backstory.
Okay, so he sees Killdozer a coming.
Yeah, well, he's got Killdozer good. He's set up a trap, I think. Yeah, see, look how cool is that? How do
Yeah.
they do that? They use piano wires?
Just roll right
Is it
over.
marionette strings? Killdozer stops for no one. Knuckles the dog was a very good dog
Maybe I have heard that.
to me. Yeah, I don't know. There's nothing that memorable. I take it back. I mean, that song was memorable. This is supposed to be Africa, but it's Southern California. It's Valencia, California.
Well, I mean, you can tell from like the beach and the underbrush and it's not very exotic.
The story was an island off the Pacific. It was World War II.
In the novel,
The
in the
novel.
yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, they got a lot of crap for like six guys. You know what I mean? They got a whole
Well,
kingdom.
well, I wonder how they work. Like, are they being contracted by the government? Are they a private organization? I guess they're oil,
Yeah, it
so
must be
they're
this
building like.
Warburton, it must be private.
But they must charge somebody for their supplies. You know what I mean? Like, we'll give you the service, but you pay for the cabinet that's going to be in the tent, main tent. So
What's
they got a
that?
good plan going.
A piece of
They're going to
meteorite?
blow him up.
Oh.
Oh yeah. So the thing is, it's like he knows the story, but he doesn't want to tell everyone. So he just tells him, and then it blows up. Like,
What's
why
the
did you tell me
story?
about the blue light? Then I saw it. I saw the blue light go through Dantana and the truck and Killdozer, and then Killdozer was all like Killdozing.
Now, Kelly saw it, the boss. Maybe that's not his name.
Yeah, no, Kelly the boss. Well, he's not telling everyone, but he's telling this guy.
Why in the world wouldn't
I
you
mean, the.
tell everybody?
Well,
Oh
I
my
think
God.
it's like, well, so well, here's the thing. So he goes up to him and says like, "Hey, what's this about a blue light I saw? It looked like cotton candy. It looked like candy." And Kelly goes, "Oh, well, you're a candy sour ball." And so
Really?
they kind of create a nickname. Yeah, so he created a nickname. He calls him Sour Ball throughout this movie, a couple like two more times. Beginning, middle, and end.
Right.
But the other guy, like, he kind of goes off. Like, he says, "You dried up old drunk. What are you seeing?" And then later he goes, "What are you seeing?" He goes, "Pink elephants." So he calls him Pink Elephant. So it's Pink Elephant and Sour Ball. And there's Chub.
Which isn't a nickname,
I don't
that's
know.
his name.
I'd be pissed, man. As a chubby gentleman, I would not want a nickname Chub. Right? Change my name to Chub Arbuckle. Give me a fucking break.
What did you call me?
Chub, you don't recognize these faces, even though
Yes,
I
I
can't tell them
do.
apart?
Absolutely, I do, especially him.
Yeah. Well, that's shit. That is Carl Betts. Carl Betts. Yeah, he.
Here
Oh
comes
no! Wait, I have
Killdozer.
another one.
They're blowing him up. That's their plan.
You have a kill. Yep. The Killdozer fucking kiboshed it. He knew the
Before
plan.
they could blow him up, he blew up their bombs or something.
Yeah, he like Killdozed it at the right time, and now he's going after their houses.
Oh,
Fucking
okay.
crib. Like he knew of it.
That's weird.
Also, he doesn't need that much diesel fuel himself. Like for a killdozer, he with his lines cut, he just travels fine. He's unstoppable. He's killdozable,
Do we hear
unkilldozable.
the noise of his engine and
Yeah, I'm telling you, this is an audio movie. It's like the soundtrack and then just the crushing and the engine. It's all just kind of melds into this perfect movie. I mean, what are we watching? We're just watching like it's a truck.
Yeah.
Beautiful truck. Great truck. There, yeah, fuck your oil. You fucking diesel. Suck your cans. Now they have no place to live, no place to stay. They got all that private company cabinets and shit.
Right.
Crushed. And he knows what's up. They all look like they're auditioning for like a battery commercial. I dare you to knock this battery off my shoulder.
Right. That was Black Sheep Squadron.
Yeah.
I forget, is it Robert something?
Not Preston. I know who
go
you're talking
ahead,
about.
Knock it off.
He's another squinty guy. Listen, I can't tell these four guys apart, let alone another guy who looks like them. So Killdozer are just trashed the joint, right? Even their little orange Jeep. He knew. Huh, my iPad.
1974.
You think? Well, maybe if I squint into the sun, it'll be fixed. Should close, turn the closed captioning so I can understand what the fuck's going on. I've seen this movie 3 times. It just kind of drags a little bit for a 77-minute movie. I say that it wastes no words. It's true, but there's still this feeling. All these films are always the same kind of feeling. Like, it's a one-note premise. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, Christine's after you. The dual car is after you. So what happens? Either you trap it, which is kind of what you want, or, like, it just runs you over. But there's some horror movies, like The Strangers or whatever, where, you know, they home invasion, and then they just, for the whole movie, they chase the person, and then at the end they kill them. And then there's other films where, you know, at the end, at the way end of Cat and Mouse,
The mouse catches the cat, right. And that's what we want to see.
Yeah.
Underdog.
I actually said the mouse cat. I use cat as a verb. Cat is like, cat is the cat.
The mouse cat's the cat. Yeah. I got your meaning.
Cats is actually more coherent. That I appreciate. So they're going to go, I guess, the fuck out of here. I mean, what would you do when Killdozer just destroys your island compound?
They're going camping now.
Well, so nobody is going to come, and not for a couple of days. So they're really at the last thing. So they're taking their marijuana hemp first aid kit.
So they need to hang out until good guys come and save them?
Right, but they're determined to kill Killdozer.
Oh, okay, so they're not just going to hide out. They're going to kill Killdozer. Okay, that's better.
Yeah, these guys are, And, I mean, that's what makes this movie so, like, there's your intrigue. I mean, it's a pretty solid premise. Did you know that the Peacock, the new streaming service, has a TV show called The Most Dangerous Game?
And is it anything like the movie we love?
Yep, like the movie we love.
Uh-huh.
But for a season, so there must be like 8 episodes, 12 episodes, an hour apiece, 12 hours of The Most Dangerous Game.
That seems like there's not going to be a lot of places for them to go.
Right, so the most dangerous game is that there's an island where they hunt man for sport, because in sport terms, in hunting terms, man is the most dangerous game, meaning the animal that you kill. It's not like a board game, which always pisses me off. Look at Killdozer, man. The typical hop burn, just tear apart the whole like coast. Ooh, look at that. They got the camera under Jerry London's under the truck like that.
He's doing his job, earning his keep.
He did 3 cars in a row like that. That's pretty good. I mean, that's better than a lot of film, like theatrical film directors. Oh, they're listening to magic on the radio. Why you gotta be so rude?
Don't you know I'm human too?
I'm gonna bury that girl.
That Jeep is not a MASH Jeep. It's yellow. Oh, here comes Killdozer.
Right, yeah. So the boys have a plan. This is a runway. So again, this is originally, look at that, Killdozer. Ooh,
right
we're seeing
underneath.
it all, baby. What's underneath the Killdozer? That's like a 6 second shot right there. So what did they do? They dig a hole in the road and they threw a camera underneath there?
You'd have to ask them. I mean, that sounds like it would work.
Oh, it's too expensive to go to London. And you say it, it's I don't know, I'm surprised people can even live there. I could ask Jerry. I think Jerry, no, he passed away. One of these guys, like, lived to, fucking Clint Walker lived to age 90.
Uh-huh.
The guy who's married three times with 20-year marriages.
Yeah, so he had three 20-year marriages.
Yeah.
So that's, like, kind of good. Like, he wasn't, you know, he wasn't a fuck-up who married and, you know, I mean, if they each lasted 20 years, do you know what I mean?
He married a quick succession. I understand exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and also, considering that he passed away at 90, he must have had, like, a solid bachelor period.
He was just a little old.
Maybe he lived on his own. Yeah. Well, here's their plan, and this is kind of based on the story, is that in the story, they were building an airstrip, and the airstrip itself, the equipment they use is like a metal mat, you know what I mean? Like, it's a, they roll it down, or they,
a
it's
mesh.
Very flat.
Okay.
Like a mesh, yeah, like a mat, like a metal
okay.
grid. Yeah, so they're going to put it on the ground. Also, they could attach electricity to this mat. This was a metal strip. So they're going to lure Killdozer, and they're going to electrocute Killdozer.
Okay. I don't know why they think electricity would kill him, because it's all made of metal. And anyway, here he comes.
What are you talking? All right, well, Carl, what's the best way to kill Killdozer?
I guess electricity.
Really? You just poo-pooed electricity.
I know, I know,
you
but you jumped on me, so I thought you knew something I didn't.
Look, so they're smart about, they're not going to get fooled again by Killdozer. They're setting up a distraction right there. Red herring. The old bait and switch, right? You think you're going to roll over a fire, and next thing you know, you're electrocuted. Oh, and they're throwing in tapes of the rest of the ABC lineup in that pile back in 1974.
Oh, they're burning Beatles albums.
The Beatles did say they were more popular than Jesus.
Yeah,
I can understand the sentiment.
You can't get away with that around here, boy.
You remember Maximum Overdrive? Not only was it a Stephen King short story and then a movie adaptation, it was the only one of those to date that he directed. He directed that movie.
That's weird. That doesn't seem like his role at all.
Well, you know, he's always critical about films, the Stephen King films, like The Shining, he hated, and all that kind of crap.
Why. So, that was so
I could
great.
See him.
Okay.
The famous story is he saying that, you know, my story was about fire and yours was about ice. That, you know, the tone of the film, like, they literally freeze to death at the end of the film, but in the story they burn to death or some shit like that. All right, so
okay.
Killdozer is like, I'm gonna fucking, I love how his eyeballs go. I'm gonna
right.
fucking dump this fire on you.
Smart.
Approaching hot mess. Yeah, he's a smart alien. You know, in that Color Out of Space movie with Nicolas Cage, it's not really a spoiler, but it's just that there's no way to defeat it. You know what I mean? And you get a sense of it, that there's just nothing you can do about it, or you try to escape it, but it's unknowable to you. And this idea that this bulldozer becomes a killdozer, you have no idea. You know, there's no...
Right.
They don't bother to tell you the reason why. There's no backstory. It wasn't because his father, Killdozer, never talked to his son, Killdozer. And then the son killed those. They got you know, Sven Kildo got rejected by the Incredibles League, and they said, I'm going to become a supervillain trust. No, no, no backstory like that. I guess Jaws is the same thing. Jaws was 74 too, wasn't it?
I think it was 75, but okay.
Yeah, but it's this idea of this, like, unstoppable beast or whatever, demon. Yeah, it couldn't be, like, a demon because of public TV, you know. They'll get you. You have to change it to aliens. No religions allowed. Secular entertainment. We could do born-again Christian or Christian entertainment and science fiction and just switch aliens to Jesus.
Exactly. Remember that old thing
that changed love stories? That's like the love songs.
Ooh, look at that.
Yeah, he got him good. See, yes. Again, they set it up. That was a Simpsons joke about changing love songs, love to Jesus. So I'm sorry I said that. This movie reminds me of John Wick at the end where they're driving down the pier and he uses his car as a weapon and he like slams into the guy's car and pushes him off the cliff. Like that's the way they describe it in their commentary on the DVD. But the idea, like, he's not using guns, he's using the car as a weapon. All right, so look, the tide never hit those two bodies, Beltran and Mac.
And why are they uncovered?
Oh. Did someone die?
It's a third death.
I guess so.
Wife.
Maybe they're playing
good friends. I'm sorry, I was just reading the closed captions. I guess somebody else died. You saw this three times?
Yeah, well, two times. This is my third time.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, I guess, God, what are their fucking names? This movie. Is it Kelly? No. Is it, Dutch? Chubb? It's Chubb. It was Chubb. I remember this. Chubb died. I knew that.
Look at him.
I didn't want to spoil the. Oh, I guess now they're like, fuck it, we'll electrocute him.
Oh, okay, so now's the electrocution plot. It wasn't like a...
I forgot they had another thing.
...switch thing before. That was their idea. Well, they did put a fire to attract him somehow.
Right.
I won't lose sleep over not understanding the plot of this film. Killdozer.
There is a plot. I mean, they're just finding ways to get the Killdozer. I mean, it's not a... All right, here goes the boss. Act busy. Yeah, so Killdozer, he's fucking going nuts. Quick, we'll bury our friend later. Oh, Killdozer's so respectful. He's burying your friend right now.
That's a good way to think. Look at it. It's all about your
perception. You'll always be positive. Killdozer, how rude. Show some respect.
What we don't understand is what is Killdozer's motivation? What's he after? What's he doing?
Kill and dozing. Killdozer.
It's the same thing with the alien movies. Like, at least they were trying to, like, plant their eggs in something.
What was the but they were also taken out of their environment. This was like, I mean, you could say that maybe that they disturbed the environment of the African island or the Southern California Pacific. I don't know. Like, they're going to turn it into a drilling station, and they can't because of nature in the way or elements of chaos. You know, they discover something that they didn't expect.
So the thing is, they
maybe it's because they love you.
Killdozer, they bumped into the meteorite, and the meteorite was like, oh, no, you didn't. You know, he just got mad.
Right. Well, the thing is, like, yeah, look, he was in there, and it was only until they actually physically touched him. He must have hurt like a bitch then.
Yeah.
The bulldozer, pre-killdozer, must have really, like, stung.
Look at him. It's like he's sticking his neck out. Look, like he's sticking his head out to take a look.
Well, they said that they were going to play Hide and Go Seek like an hour ago. And then he was like, did you guys forget I was hiding?
Yeah.
Look at these jaws, these eyes, these sideburns. How can I fucking tell these guys apart? I'm done. Carl, you make this research look easy. I can't even tell who these guys are. And I've seen this movie four times.
Well, your Elvis research was out of this world. This research is okay.
Well, I've seen it. I mean, there's not much to say about it. It is a cult movie. It was released as part of the Universal Vault, one of those, like, custom, you know, like the Warner Brothers has one, too. It's a service where they'll print the DVD when you order it. They didn't, like, use 100 copies, like 5,000 copies of this. But if you order it, they'll be happy to generate it for you. So it is available, and it was a cult film, and I had heard about it before, and I had heard about the band, and I heard about the meme eventually. I know, like, one of the lines, like, the guy kind of tells him off, and that was apparently a meme, but I just couldn't find it.
Oh.
So.
I know what you mean.
So, you know, the first time, like Kelly's, like, a hard-nosed, like, he said, they said the first thing they told him was, let's destroy it. He's like, what are you talking about? I have the line written down. He goes, the 49er? Are you crazy? That 49er cost 90? Like, he had, and he's like, all right. Yeah, all right. Well, I'm thinking money over human beings being
right.
Killed by Killdozer. Yeah. That's the thing. Like, you're always thinking about the bottom line, and you don't realize there's a Killdozer coming.
That is a good point.
Yeah. Have you ever seen that Killdozer footage with that guy attacking shit?
I have seen that footage. I didn't watch it all the way because I kind of didn't want to respect the, you know, like...
Give him...
Get giddy that someone's doing murder. I understand why he did it. He really got screwed over. Nobody listened to him. And he was like, okay, you know, I've given you a year and a half.
You're getting drunk again.
Playing the rules. Wow, he's a drinker.
Well, that's the thing. They go, I just saw it on the credits, on the close caption too. He goes, here you go, for medical purposes, for medicinal purposes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah.
That's
oh,
right.
Booze.
This will cure
what? Yeah, so they're going to hold on to the booze. Oh, no, he's. Even the dry drunk is drinking. Ah, I remember that. Good stuff. Thank you. Appreciate it. Oh, no, I think he offers it to him. Oh, yeah, so he's the dry drunk.
Oh, is he going to drink?
Yeah. Oh, Cheyenne doesn't drink.
No, that's Kelly.
Here you go, fellas. Kelly, well, he was on the TV show, Cheyenne. He was the
listener. Okay, gotcha.
Now he's going to... I'm going to walk to the side of the road and lick my fingers. Well, you're not watching. I'm going to take a leak together. Oh, yeah. So, you know, this is also one of those, like, fatalistic movies. It's like, you know, what are you going to tell Hal Burton? Are you going to say, like, you know, a demon truck fucking killed three of your men?
Yeah, that's not going to get believed.
But he's going to say, no, I'm going to tell him the truth. I'm going to just straight out say that. You know, as a failure drunk who killed three of my men on the second chance because the truck hit an alien. A rock.
Yeah, a blue light. Because they
that
weren't...
blue light. It must have been...
They didn't see the beginning of the film. They don't know it came from outer space or any of that backstory.
I'm telling you, that effect in the beginning of the film cost them... $3, and that's the entire plot of this movie. Why did three men die? It was a $3 special effect. That was the reason. A $3 special effect attacked him? No, it attacked the truck in the first 10 minutes of the movie, and then that truck ran him over in the last 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Have you been...
All right, a little day drinking. Back in the 70s, they didn't wear helmets or seatbelts. After
Wait,
drinking.
He took their car... He drove off with the Jeep. Oh, he got drunk and he's.
Yeah, listen,
is he
man, this
take
quarantine.
It on himself.
This life. Fuck this! I'm not wearing a mask either. Fuck the coronavirus. Woo.
Whoa! High Noon.
Dude. How do they do that? Did they hire Jim Henson?
Right.
Yeah, this is all this. I'm telling you, this is a great audio movie. So maybe you have to watch it again. Not that it makes any sense. Oh no! What are you gonna do? I'll try the car again one more time. It's coming towards me.
He's just gonna get out of the. Okay.
Wait, he died too? Look, he's crushing it. Good job. You're crushing it. Killdozer, how was your fine minutes of stand-up comedy at the open mic? It's awesome. I crushed it.
Killdozer, how'd you do? Oh, I crushed it.
I was crushing it. You should have seen the audience. Well, I guess they killed four people in this movie.
There wasn't much of a spoiler there. I mean, what are those called? It used to be called a steam shovel, but if there's no steam.
Right. It's called the diesel shovel.
A scoop.
War Call makes it. I do like they put the word war in it.
Right. It's Warburton.
Yeah.
Wow. Look
Which
at
is
that.
Basically how I know them through the Iraq War. Truck versus truck. Ooh. What if the Killdozer was a food truck as well? Like, you get like an egg and ham sandwich?
Yeah, he could poison you.
It's the worst breakfast burrito. I waited an hour in line for your food truck, Killdozer. Your kimchi hamburger was disgusting.
This ham and cheese could be your last.
So I kind of imagine this as like, you know, Godzilla versus, I don't know. If you use your imagination, this is a much more satisfying ending. But it's pretty good for TV. Silent Running. Was that science? I think that movie was about the guy in the park who jogs behind me without a mask. It's like, what
That's
the fuck?
Silent Running.
Yeah. Yeah, truck versus truck. It's a crane? Oh, no, it's a dirt shovel-y thing?
It used to be called steam shovel, and that was easy. You just say, steam shovel. But now it's like, there's no steam, so it's like, is it just a shovel?
It's an eye shovel. No, it's a tech shovel. E-shovel.
Right.
All right. You know he's mad because he's flaring his eyes.
Oh, knocked up his chimney. Oh.
Oh, yeah. That's going to hurt.
He blew his... Get it?
He blew his top.
Yeah. His top.
So he's laying off a lot of steam.
Yeah. Oh, give Killdozer a break. He's just letting off steam.
Don't worry about it. Every dark cloud has a silver lining. All right. This is called Checkmate in Chess. You ever play chess with two truck drivers with a Killdozer?
Yeah, I always lose. I never got mate.
Yeah, Jerry London does a good job. He directed like $6 million, man. You know, like, he just did it. Time to bail. Tickets, please. We're getting off of this. This is our stop anyway. My president of Long Island, taking the LIE.
Does he appear in it? Like...
Maybe it's personal. He's like, fuck you, other truck. Okay, well, no, they're going to see. Now, there, look, on the ground is that fucking Manning. Is that great? Kill. Killdozers are cool, man.
Yeah.
Like, remember during Career Day when they brought the Killdozer over, like you could be in a fire engine? Oh, I'm so out of breath. This belt on my chest. How could people have my physique? Yeah, this is like, the budget must have been a dollar.
Yeah, right. No, but that's all this heavy equipment.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're heavy equipment brand, like Caterpillar, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
it's like
Caterpillar right behind them.
Yeah. Now they see this is the electrocution part, right?
Yeah, right. So finally, this is the final thing. Again, it's like, it is kind of redundant, or just waiting for the final scene in these movies sometimes. Like, this one creates suspenseful enough, but a lot of times where it's like one versus the other, you just have to wait for the final outcome. Like, that was Scott Pilgrim versus the World, but, you know, at a certain point, you're just like, get to the final battle.
Yeah.
Even Jackass movies where you're like, okay, what's the final bit, please? These guys are professional. They don't even use, like, gloves. They have to hide it from the truck. They kill Dozer.
Are they friends? Because it's just you and me, kid, kind of thing here.
Yeah, no, they call each other Sourball and Pink Elephant.
Right. The one lost his job because he was a drunk. And
he actually says, like, he says that at the end, he goes, well, we'll be friends maybe in 100 years we'll be friends. That's how he says it. Which I can't wait for that sequel.
Yeah, he died at 90.
Killdozer.
Oh, make it.
Yeah. Killdozer 2074. This premise has lasted 100 years.
Yeah, but now he's sitting dormant.
That's one of the things I love about entertainment. It's been going on for so long that a novel about a fucking killer truck from the 40s became a 70s film and
it's accepted.
It's available now.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, here it comes.
We're almost. Yeah. This is a very 74-minute movie. Hey, Killdozer, over here. Did you miss the Killdozer? Why, you, there you are. What an actor Killdozer is, right? You can tell when he's angry. So real subtlety to the way Killdozer acts. He was snubbed. There he is. He's on the grill.
But he's not doing it.
He got snubbed in the Emmys, Killdozer. He lost
to
the
fuel
truck. I think he figured it out. Warp, warp, wow. Yeah, all this is just noise and electronic analog sounds. They got him. They fried him.
Come on, Dozer.
Come on. Mr. Killdozer.
Oh, ooh. That'll make him mad.
Yeah, he's good aim. You land on Earth thousands of years ago, and you finally get excavated by a truck, and you possess the truck, and they fucking break your taillight. What the fuck? Oh, here we go, finally. Do-do-do-do-do-do. ABC, Saturday Night at the Movies. What was their theme song? Do you remember?
No, I don't. No.
But you can see it in your visual.
Well, what choice did we have? Oh, you mean in my mind?
Oh, I know.
No, I guess not.
Yeah.
I do not.
I guess it's faded. All right. Well, looks like they did it. He. Uh-oh.
Okay.
Final attempt.
Blue light.
Here you go. Our most special sense of special effect shows up at the end too. Blue light goes bye bye.
Is he dead?
They did it.
So the blue light just sort of zapped itself.